the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go. Let's go. It's cutdown week. This is a big deal. Dibs is back. And I can't believe, what an upset. What an unbelievable upset. Goo, you can't leave yet.
What?
Grab a microphone. Grab a microphone.
No, you took a shot at it. Because I got a selfie with Steph. He did it subliminal and it hurt, so I'm dealing with that. Grandy picked up on it.
Actually, that had nothing to do with you at all. I've taken selfies with people all the time.
You showed me yours with Steph.
Exactly.
I feel better now.
Someone else took that picture. But anyway, still, I asked them to. Now, how did we just have the crossover and Jake Moody's name never came up?
Because we did 2 hours on him. I don't know how.
What's your take?
Give the kid a chance, man.
Really?
Yeah, and you always say this word, draftism. I believe that's why he's still getting his ninth life.
Give the kid.
That's just me, the Dibs.
Okay. All right.
Three for three in the Super Bowl. Didn't miss an extra point in the game to win to overtime.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But you can't kick it out of bounds an extra point. After you had your best game of the
good.
Year.
Yeah, okay. Not good. But if you're going to kick it out of bounds, do it in the preseason.
And then get it out of your system.
Go ahead and kick it out of bounds.
Which I'm trying to do now.
Okay, no, you can go. You can go. I needed to. Mason Crosby's going to join us in an hour. Mason Crosby.
Love it. Kicker.
The kicker.
Mason Crosby, the kicker.
Used to be the Packers kicker for a lot of years. Kicks in snow, kicks in rain, ice, and regular weather, and was really good at it, and now he hosts a radio show. He's going to come on. We need to talk about this.
We do, yeah.
Are you with Goo?
Totally with Goo.
Give the kid a chance?
Yeah. I mean, what has he done so far in the preseason that actually matters? My answer would be not a thing.
He missed an extra point.
It's preseason.
That doesn't matter. You're a kicker.
It completely matters.
No, you're a kicker.
But it's the preseason.
But it's a completely different job.
He's working his way through the preseason. And yeah, he missed an extra point and then he kicked the ball out of bounds.
Right.
Those aren't good things.
Right.
But you get into the regular season and you do bad things.
He's already done that too.
That was last year, yeah.
Right.
And he was given another opportunity to come in this regular season and make amends. And if he doesn't, then he's going to get what he's going to get. But my worry meter of Jake Moody is about a 0 out of 10.
You're kidding me.
No. I mean,
really?
It's a preseason. Are we worried about Sky Moore dropping the ball in a preseason game?
Actually, yes. But Sky Moore doesn't matter that much to 49er outcomes. Jake Moody does. And I can't believe that you guys are acting like this is his first offense. His rookie year wasn't that good. It was okay.
It's pretty good.
I remember the first like game-winning kick. It was in Cleveland. It missed. Brock Purdy hits Brandon Ayuk. It's a game-winning drive. 41-yarder. What are we doing here? Jake Moody can't be the kicker for this team.
Why not?
Because he's not good.
Well, we're going to find out. And if he's not good.
We've already found out.
He was kicking with a bad leg, and I don't excuse it because when you play, that's what you get. When you play and you put that on tape and you have your stats, they count. And so, yeah, that's why we are in this predicament where fans are booing him at home games when he misses kicks. And if he goes out and he struggles in big moments, he's not going to get any more of a free life. He's down to his last chance.
Let me ask you something. Why did they, and 888-957-9570, I'd love to hear some Niner fans on this. To me, Jake Moody can't be the kicker. I know he's going to be, but I think that's completely because the 49ers would like to legitimize their draft selection of him a couple of years ago. And right now, they don't feel like they've got a screaming second option, although I think they kind of do. Corey Joseph was fantastic in camp and is an experienced kicker. Has he been picked up anywhere else? Greg Joseph, sorry. Has he been picked up anywhere else?
Nope.
All right, he's still sitting there. Let me ask you, why did they bring him in the first place?
To apply some pressure to Jake Moody and to have some sort of a competition. Now, clearly, they didn't think that the competition was so tight that they wanted to give the job to Joseph or keep him around. I know the roster situation in camp was to the point where they had to bring in a body to actually practice football, and so they had to get rid of the kicker, but he's around. Greg Joseph is around. And if Jake Moody struggles and if he misses a big kick in week one or week two, that's going to be it. And at that point, they're going to have to admit that the draft pick that they made was not the right one.
I hear you. I don't know why you wait until games that matter to do this. I think he's told you everything he needs to tell you. You know what I mean? And this is why, especially if you're going to say, well, this is kind of about the preseason, then I'm going to go back to the Raider game and say, because what you're basically saying is this is process time, it's not result time. Because it's,
right, there are no results.
Okay, then I'm going to call that 27-yard field goal that would have not been good from 28, I get to call it a miss because there's no results, and that was a crappy, awful kick. And Kyle Shanahan coming out over the weekend and saying that the game in Vegas, well, it was one of the greatest games I've ever seen a kicker have. Please, stop treating us like we're morons. You've got to be kidding me. He kicked a buzzer beater from very far away. Wonderful. But out of the five times he kicked the ball, three times it went sideways. I'm sorry, twice. That's not a great game. It's not. It's a great finish, but you completely hooked a 27-yarder. Luckily, it was from 27. And you missed a 53-yarder, which is a 53-yarder. It's long, but in a dome. I'm sorry, that's why they picked you. You're supposed to make that. My issue with the kicker position is that two-thirds of the teams in this league have somebody who kicks it straight every time. And the preseason is different for kickers. It's not like a linebacker who can learn and read defenses differently and get better. You have a job, and it is very black and white. Kick ball straight. Line up, kick ball straight. Line up, kick ball straight. And my man does not kick ball straight enough. There are tons of teams around this league have dudes that do. You got to get one of those guys.
Well, right now you are dealing with what you have, and it's Jake Moody. And as far as the kickoff out of bounds goes, in this new kickoff era with the new kickoff rules, you're going to see a lot more kickers trying to be aggressive. And he was trying to put one down into the corner in play, and yeah, it went out of bounds. So I would look for him to do that now in the preseason. You have a quarterback who maybe makes decisions that they wouldn't make in the regular season, and that's okay. But when kickers struggle in the preseason, now we all lose our Casey Schmidt over it.
I mean, did you see the look on the face of the special teams coach?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
they're not happy.
They did not feel like this. Oh, well, Jake's working on something and he missed. It's the preseason, all good. It was not all good. It was not.
But again,
all
it's
good.
A preseason game, and if it was so not all good, then they would have just cut him. He'd be cut, and maybe come tomorrow he will get cut, and maybe they'll go to Greg Joseph tomorrow, and Jake Moody would be a last minute surprise cut. That could happen.
It doesn't sound like it. I'm not saying that they're going to act. I'm simply saying that they should. I've seen everything that we need to see. And it's only because it's the kicker. I understand that if this was a young player and we were at any other position and we're like, oh, there's been some good, there's been some flashes, it's a little raw, but, you know, he's learning, we're going to coach him up. This is a kicker. Snap, kick, straight. That's it. That's all you're doing here. And I don't even necessarily really buy the whole idea of, like, well, these are his first, you know, games at this level. It's like, sure, the NFL is a bigger deal than college, but dog kicked at Michigan in the national title game.
Yeah, different. Like, it's completely different. It's different. The uprights are different width, and the football is different,
understood,
and all the rest of
it. But it is also, the stage.
It's kicking, yes.
It's a big stage.
Sure.
He has kicked on a big stage, and he was great. And he's gotten to this stage and has openly admitted that he needs therapy every week because he's struggling with his confidence.
It's a struggle, yeah. So I don't think that I'm personally not at the point, I know Shanahan's not either, where you're ready to just cast him out and go in a different direction. They do see the unbelievable leg talent, and that's undeniable, the talent that he has in his leg. He can kick the ball from tremendous distances, and so you're hoping that the accuracy will improve, and you still have the big leg, and you know, you used a third-round pick on him. That's not nothing, so you're going to give him additional chances, although I do think now he is out of those additional chances.
Maybe, but
he's all chanced out.
Yeah, to me, like, we sort of arrived in this game feeling that way, and he hooked the first extra point. Like not even close, way left. So that's it. And then you can't, like, oh, then you make one after the crowd is booing you and they give you a Bronx cheer for making an extra point. And like, okay, then you head to the other end of the field and kick the ball out of bounds and your special teams
less
coach
than ideal.
Goes nuts. Like, what? Why? What is it that we're doing? Like, I have the hardest time believing that right now the 49ers believe this is the best they can do. I believe that they think there's a financial fallout for switching, and I believe that they feel that there's embarrassment in switching because they did make him the highest picked kicker in years and years and years when they picked him in the third round 2 years ago. So it is an admission of being completely wrong. And that's why Jake Moody's still on the team. Not because they believe he gives them the best chance to kick the ball between the uprights. He clearly doesn't.
I think that they see the leg talent and they see that he's a guy that can be better than he was last year. And if that's the case, and yeah, the third round pick is not nothing, as I said, but I don't think that he's been so bad in the preseason that you absolutely can't go forward with them. I don't think that.
I tell you what they're thinking. I think it's about money and draft status. I don't think it's because they think he's their best option right now. But what do you all think? We'll take some calls on this. 888-957-9570. Yeah, Grandy, what do you got?
You guys were talking during the crossover, Juwan Jennings and his hold-in/calf injury. You mentioned Terry McLaurin, who got a new deal. The biggest hold-in in the NFL has also ended. Bengals and Trey Hendrickson have reached an agreement on a $14 million raise for this year, meaning he'll make $30 million this season. He will still become an unrestricted free agent after the year.
That's huge. Trey Hendrickson. And that one had been pretty quiet. You still got Micah Parsons. You still got Juwan Jennings. We'll talk all of that out. We're sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change this Labor Day weekend. Be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com. Hey, look, everybody, Dibs is back, and we'd like to hear from you. 888-957-9570. You done with Moody, or do you have more patience? We'll take your calls right now on Willard and Dibs.
Jake Moody for the first time. The point after is no good. Wide to the left. Boy, the wind down there, you wonder, was that a factor here? That was not close.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Don't be a stickler, dude.
Me?
Please, like, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, can I have a little dessert after dinner? Yeah, it doesn't, you don't need to, it's not like I'm going to say you can only have dessert if you ran 4 miles today. Like, we don't need to be such sticklers, but hit the thing.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Wide receiver Amari Cooper has signed a one-year deal with the Las Vegas Raiders. Amari Cooper back in silver and black as he joins the Las Vegas Raiders, and this is only hours after Jacoby Myers, their top wide receiver, officially requested a trade from Las Vegas. So loop that into everything that we're talking about. Juwan Jennings and more. Terry McLaurin in Washington. The wide receiver market has already had a hell of a day.
Busy day, and I look forward to seeing what the contract details are. I know it's a one-year deal, but everyone was talking here about Amari Cooper and, you know, whether or not, you know, Keenan Allen at the time would be somebody that they could possibly target, and Gabe Davis and all these other receivers. So the Raiders go out and say, okay, Jacoby, you wanna be traded? All right, we'll look into that. But in the meantime, kapow, we bring in Amari Cooper. How you like that, Jacoby? How's your leverage feeling?
Actually, I think it's still fine. To me, this is sort of like when the Niners got B-Rob, and everyone's like, ooh, what does this mean for McCaffrey? And Granny and I were talking it out. I go, I think this is completely more about Garendo
completely
than it is about McCaffrey.
Yep.
Same thing here. I think Cooper, the Raiders had, they have Jacoby Myers, and then they had, they had Jacoby Myers, and they had a couple rookies that they drafted. There's one other receiver on their roster who has had, like, any level of experience. And so I think that, Trey Tucker, that's who it is.
Right.
So you got Trey Tucker and Jacoby Myers, And then they got a couple of rookies. They got a guy named Dante Thornton.
Yep.
And
Jack Beck.
Jack Beck was the other rookie that they like. But
Tommy Mellott.
Yeah, but I mean
they got a bunch of them. Brock Bowers.
Yeah, Brock Bowers, sure. But you need wide receivers. And I like a lot of these guys are going to get cut. Those are the four that they thought were going to make the team. And you need more. You need more experience. I think that's what Amari Cooper is about. I don't think Jacoby Myers is going anywhere. Boy, I would love it if he did. The Niners were interested in him a couple of years ago. I think he's a very underrated player. He'd be perfect here, but he's looking for big money, and the Niners are not looking to do that.
They're not looking to even give their own guy, Juwan Jennings, money. Correct. Big money, medium money. We don't know what the money will be, but yeah, this is not a total shock to me as far as the sequence of events, because yeah, Jacoby Myers, now you want a new contract or you want to be traded. Well, we'll just bring in Amari Cooper and you go ahead and sit tight and we'll have Amari Cooper be our receiver. And I'm just looking forward to seeing how much they're going to pay him for the 1 year.
I'd like to also add into this the way that Diana Russini just tweeted about Amari Cooper. Are you ready for this? This takes it to a different level as far as our conversation. Diana Russini just tweeted the Raiders are signing free agent receiver Amari Cooper to a one-year deal. Cooper had interest from multiple teams, including the 49ers, but elected to sign with Las Vegas. That's interesting.
Yeah, somewhat. And if you're Amari Cooper and you're looking at your potential landing spots, you'd rather be a Raider where even if Jacoby Myers is there, you're wide receiver two with a bunch of rookies, and they have a good tight end, but you come here, and you got a block, and Ayuk is coming back, and if Juwan's going to be around, they're going to play Juwan because Juwan blocks,
and they've got Pearsall, coming back.
A lot of different guys. So if you're Amari Cooper, it's a much better landing spot in Vegas depth chart-wise.
I completely agree. My interest is the fact that the 49ers were poking around. They were poking around. They're still poking around on wide receivers. And so I wonder, is that simply because of the injuries on the depth pieces? Is that because you've got a true leverage game going with Juwan Jennings that right now people are not comfortable with as we get to, what are we at? 22 and a half hours to go? Until rosters need to be set. All right, so we'll circle back to that. We've been talking about Jake Moody. Dibs says, hey, preseason, whatever. I say, what are we doing? This guy kicks ball. It don't go straight. Too often for me, I don't think you need any more clues. This isn't just the preseason. It's kind of been the whole time. He was fine year one, not great. Year two, a mess. And yes, injury may have had something to do with that. And here we're starting out year three. He got outkicked by Greg Joseph in camp. And he has had three games, but in the first one, he only had one extra point attempt. It went in.
I don't think he got outkicked in camp. Neither one of them missed.
They both missed. Greg missed less. The percentages, and again, those are
outkicked in camp, like in practice.
Yes.
Without people rushing, and you're just kicking balls in Santa Clara.
People are rushing. Like, they're doing that in an actual mimic mock event. Like, they've got a line. Okay. Again, for me, this is because it's the kicker. Kick ball straight. How often do you do it? Other than that, there's really not a whole lot going on here. I know every now and again, a few times a year, you get a weird situation. You know, how does he handle somebody breaking through the line or whatever? You know, maybe Moody's got a little bit longer of a leg. Maybe. I don't even know. But to me, it is so A to B. Line up, kick ball straight. How often do you do it? He doesn't do it often enough, for my taste. Let's go to Matt in San Jose. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for having me, guys. I listen every day. It's always good to hear you guys and talk to you guys.
My man, what's on your mind?
So, look, man, with respect to, like, how poorly timed all Moody's misses have been, I'll ask you this, Mark. Do you think that your expectations of Moody and perhaps your feelings of him now are because of the Niners championship window? Because they didn't have time to waste to get Trey Lance ready. That's why they traded him. Like, we got a ready now roster. And if that kind of roster, you need a ready now quarterback and you need a ready now kicker. Do you think that plays a role in that?
I mean, I don't even look at it, Matt, in terms of Super Bowl window. I look at it in terms of, it is a professional sports team's responsibility to be as good as they can be every year and try to win every game. And if you're telling me that Jake Moody is the best you can do at the kicker position right now, that is the most reliable option on the planet, I don't buy it. That's the only thing I'm thinking about.
Does the Greg Joseph numbers, like, does the difference in Greg's numbers in camp and Jake Moody's numbers in camp really move you? Because if they're looking at it from the lens of numbers, they may not see the grandest difference as much as they just see, golly, this guy misses kicks at the worst times.
Well, isn't that a characteristic, though, Matt? Like, and that's what worries me. No, I'm not. I don't even care if it's Greg Joseph. It can be somebody else. But we're watching somebody that, A, he kicks it crooked too often. And thanks, Matt. It's always good to hear from you. For me, Dibs, he kicks it crooked too often. And, yes, I do think that we've also seen we've seen him get worse as the moment gets bigger. And that's a terrible characteristic for a kicker.
I don't know if you can use the sample of what this preseason now. Is that what we're looking at?
No, we're looking at I missed an extra point in the Super Bowl. We're looking at...
Right, you also made 3 field goals in the Super Bowl.
Okay, great. Which, but you missed an extra point in the Super Bowl. You had the kick against the Rams, which was going to be a game closer. You missed it. There was the kick 2 years ago against Cleveland, which was a game winner.
Your argument, though, is he's getting worse at that. And you're going back 2 years to his rookie year.
I'm talking about the whole time.
Right.
You said that he's
getting worse at that.
I'm saying he gets worse when the moment gets higher. I've always felt that way. Not getting. He gets worse as the moment gets bigger. That's my assessment of what we've seen
and
from him.
I don't think it's the Niners' assessment. And if they reach that conclusion and if they see it in the regular season, they're going to make a move. They're not going to give Jake Moody additional chances to try to disprove that notion. If he goes out and he misses big kicks in big spots and it costs him games, or if he kicks the ball out of bounds, or if he misses extra points in the regular season,
already done these things.
They're going to make a move.
Already done these things.
Yeah, but kickers miss. Like, find me the kicker who doesn't miss.
Of course,
you're setting an unfair bar for a guy that you particularly don't care for.
I don't have any relationship with Jake Moody whatsoever, and I'm not setting an unfair bar. You can simply look at the percentages of Jake versus others around the league. This is so mathematically A to B to me.
Well, 2 years ago, he was right about league average, 84%. He was 21 for 25. He missed 4 kicks, and he missed 1 extra point the entire year.
Yeah.
Last year, before the ankle injury, he had only missed 1 field goal. And then he got hurt. He missed 3 games. He came back, and he was patently awful after that.
And what field goal was that he missed? I'd argue it was the biggest one.
That was the one against
the Rams.
The Rams.
Yes, he would have closed out the game.
Right.
Remember that whole parlay? Ronnie Bell, special teams,
that's
DBs,
right.
Jake Moody, make a kick. Like, again, just I don't know what else anybody needs to see. These are extra points. These should not be missed all year. Like,
guys miss extra points.
I'll give you a list of 10 kickers who won't.
Right.
They will go undefeated this year for extra points. Undefeated. It will happen for multiple teams this year. And so, yeah, like that's all. I'm just there. I don't have anything against the guy. He just doesn't kick the ball straight enough. It's kind of been the case the whole time. Drew and Sunnyvale next up on Willard and Dibs. Hey, Drew, what's up?
Hey guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I mean, I'm totally on Mark's side here. It's not only that he missed the extra point, but the kick out of bounds and special on the kickoff, that's kind of inexcusable. Like, what are you trying to do there? And it's not the first time Jake Moody has kicked the ball out of bounds. He's just inconsistent. And I always harken back to Robbie Gould, and I know Robbie Gould, he's one of the best kickers of all time, right? But he never really had like a huge leg, so to speak, right? But he was consistent. You knew that if he got it between 40 to 49 yards, he would make it, right? And I don't feel that way about Jake Moody regarding any kick. It could be 31, it could be 59 yards, right? He hit the 59 yarder against Las Vegas, but that just goes to show how inconsistent he is. And as a kicker, you cannot be inconsistent. And so, last preseason game just left a bad taste in my mouth. I don't scour the free agents for kickers. I don't follow that. I think Greg Joseph is the only person that we know since he already came in and was competing for the job. But I mean, I think the team is leaning towards Jake Moody starting the year. But I mean, I have a question for Dibs. Like, do you wait for Jake Moody to lose you a game before you make a decision? I don't think that's a good process either. So. Yeah.
But the alternative is you go out and you replace him with somebody who may not necessarily be better. And looking at Greg Joseph's year last year, he was 16 of 20 on field goals, 80%, better than Jake Moody. But it's not like you're going out and replacing Jake Moody with a phenomenal kicker. Any kicker who is out there and available is probably not going to be much better than Jake Moody. If Jake Moody is just average Jake Moody. Now, if he goes in the tank, and yeah, if he loses you a game, or if he misses a couple of extra points, if he can't keep the kickoffs inbounds, yet you're still winning games, you're going to make a move, because Kyle Shanahan does not have a lot of tolerance for bad kicking when he's out there, you know, grinding on his laminated play sheet.
Yeah. Yeah. 21 kickers last year go 85% or better. 21 kickers go 85% or better.
Yep.
Jake Moody was at 70, and we can talk about injury all we want. That's interesting, though, because you've always told me, if you're out there, you're out there.
Yep, he was out there.
You know what I mean? And so, like,
But if you look at his numbers before the injury, he was among those who were better than 85%. And then he came back, and, you know, he probably shouldn't have kicked at all. If he was that hurt, and then you're hurt, and then you miss, and then you lose confidence, that's the part of your argument that I'm looking at and thinking, it may actually have teeth. The idea that he's losing his confidence or he doesn't have confidence, forget the injury or the non-injury last year. He was just bad. And if you carry that over into this year, and I know he's changed his approach to the ball and the rest of it, you have a new special teams coordinator, new long snapper, new holder, all the rest of it. Bottom line, you got to make the kicks.
Yeah.
All that other stuff, and it doesn't matter. You're the kicker.
By the way, last year, through all of these horrific injury problems, apparently, do you know how many extra points Jake Moody missed last year?
One. And he missed one the year before.
Yeah. So, like...
But we're all hell-bent on highlighting a miss in a preseason game. I mean,
of course, because that's very, very rare. And he's not... I don't care what anybody says. Watch him play. He's not kicking the ball well. Like, okay, he made one in Vegas from 27 yards that he wrapped around the pole.
And he made one from 59 in Vegas.
Good. Like, he doesn't miss them all.
Right.
But he doesn't.
And he had a couple on Saturday that were just perfect.
Right. And then he had a couple that weren't. Like, he doesn't kick the ball straight often enough. I know he can do it. He doesn't do it often enough. 70% last year, you were healthy enough to make all your extra points. Why weren't you healthy enough to make your field goal kicks?
Yeah, and if you look at it, 4 of 9 from 50 and beyond, 6 of 11 from 40 to 49, those are the 40 to 49s nowadays, you should be at 85% on those. When you get over 50 yards, it shouldn't be a 50-50 kick, but it should be certainly closer to 75% of those kicks you make, and he wasn't.
I mean, the Titans, the Packers, the Steelers, the Broncos, the Commanders, the Falcons... the Cowboys, I believe the Colts, I already mentioned the Packers, the Vikings, and the Jags, and maybe one other team. All of those teams did not miss an extra point all year. All year last year. So that's all I'm saying. You got to go get one of those guys. And you use a third-round pick on this guy. No matter what happens here, you got to at least admit, and I'm not saying they need to do this publicly, this was not well thought out.
So far, it's not looking great.
This was not a good way to use a third-round draft
pick. Well, you can look at other third-round picks that they've made, and this one is not even close to their worst one. And you could look at Jalen Hurd, I believe a third-round pick, who never actually played professional football. And we can run all the way down the list. That's not what this exercise is for. You took a chance. You used a third-round pick. And I think it was one of the supplemental picks that they had gotten, compensatory picks. Not that that really matters.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
End of the third, but... You used it on a kicker, which is mostly unheard of, and, you know, 2 years in, now you're already thinking about maybe making a move.
Grandy says they actually traded up in the third round to get him.
Okay.
They traded up to get a kicker.
If you like the player and you're afraid that maybe he won't be there, then go ahead and trade up.
Yeah, but then he's got to be good, and he's not. And all these other teams found really good kickers just sitting there. as undrafted free agents. It happens all the time. Wasn't Aubrey in Dallas completely undrafted? Brandon Aubrey kicks balls from 60 yards with regularity.
Yes, he was. I think Dibs was right, though. I was wrong. He was not. They did not trade up for him in the third round.
All right. Yeah. So third round pick.
Give yourself a buzzer.
Hit it. Thank you. Anyway, that's all. Like, look, I'm going to lose the argument because they're going to keep him. So he's going to get the opportunity to do this. Let me ask you this. How far do we go into how many misses in the regular season?
Depends on the miss.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on the miss. If it's a miss that costs you a game and you're down 21-19 and you know he's already hit four field goals in the game, but you got him at a 42-yarder and he misses and he goes 4 for 5 in the game, that might be enough to do it. Because like you're saying, it's the high leverage kicks, it's the pressure kicks. Those are the ones that you absolutely have to have. And you know, you go back to 49er seasons gone by and Robbie Gould is a name, and you know, you had David Akers, who actually set the NFL record with the 49ers. That was, I think, the Harbaugh team. And having a kicker you can rely on is critical, especially when you struggle in the red zone, as they did last year.
I mean, I would like to point out, like, the teams that tend to scare you in the league usually have Captain Automatic. Like, look around the league, and the teams that tend to play really well, it's like, you know who those kickers are for years. And I know the Ravens moved on from him because now he's right accused of all stuff in the legal world. But the Ravens had Justin Tucker, 55 yards and in, automatic. The Chiefs are rocking Harrison Butker. The Bills have Bass. All those teams. And then look what happens. The Bengals think they have one, and then he shows up and has a bad year. And what happens? They miss the playoffs. Now, I'm not blaming him for the Bengals missing the playoffs. Obviously, their defense and many other problems existed. But my point is I tend to think that a kicker is really important to winning football games in the NFL. When you have an opportunity, sometimes it comes down to the end. And when you have an opportunity to win that game, you got to trust that guy. You can't tell me you trust him to make a big kick.
Absolutely.
You do?
How can you not trust him?
Because he's given you no reason.
Over the course of half a year.
What?
His first year was solid. It was fine.
Give me the big kick he hit. Do you remember the first year? They blew everyone out.
Last year on the opener, he made 6 field goals. Are those not big when you can't
clutch.
Get in the end zone?
They were up by 25 points.
Because he was making field goal after field goal.
The first kick of his life that was considered like, dude, the game's on the line, he whiffed the sucker. And the rest of that year, nothing mattered because they were up 30-10. Every week and on their way to the Super Bowl.
In which he made, what, 3 field goals in the Super Bowl?
And missed an extra point, which I could argue.
You can dwell on the negative, or you can look at the fact that he made 3 field goals. As a rookie,
I don't think
he made 3 field goals. It's Ross Dwelly. He made 3 field goals in the Super Bowl as a rookie. That's not nothing.
Dude, you went to overtime and missed an extra point.
Right.
You went to overtime and missed an extra point. Who knows? You might have won that thing in regulation if he had kicked the ball through the uprights. Again,
you might have won in overtime if your coach knew the rules.
Yeah, sure. Again, I'm not putting every ill of the 49ers on Jake Moody. I'm simply spotlighting Jake Moody. You're telling me that you trust him in a big kick. I think I got more than half this fan base on my side. I don't.
Of course you do.
I don't.
Of course. And
why? Like what?
Like, why would you not have more than half the fan base on your side? Because people like to boo the kicker.
No,
you don't applaud the kicker when he does well because that's what he's supposed to do.
Just give me the big kick.
But when the kicker misses,
kick.
We go ahead and boo him.
Give it to me.
I'd have to look at the game log,
because
Mark.
Because it hasn't happened.
Fine. It hasn't happened.
He has no...
Let's bring in Greg Joseph, a guy that no other team is out trying to clamor to bring him in.
You can poo-poo it, but the bottom line is that he has now been here for 2-plus years, and there's no clutch kick. You can't remember the one time where he sent everyone home happy.
But it's
hasn't
just
happened.
2 years, and he did it in preseason, which, you know, you're really focused on that mattering.
Well,
so
I thought you just told me it didn't.
Oh, it doesn't. But you're saying 2-plus years. He hasn't even started his third year.
I don't care if it's preseason or in your backyard or the Super Bowl. Kick the ball straight 90% of the time.
Yeah, it's just almost 90% is not the barometer. The league average is 84.
85
right.
is, and he doesn't do it.
Fourth quarter of the Super Bowl, 2 minutes left, made a 53-yarder to take the lead.
Okay.
That doesn't count because he missed an extra point.
I didn't say it didn't count.
No, I said that.
That's a good answer. But he did. He missed an extra point.
Also made a 55-yarder in that same game in the second quarter. At that time, it was a Super Bowl record.
Great. Great. Again, I'm simply talking about percentages. There's too many sideways kicks. And you can listen to Kyle Shanahan in a press conference if you want, or you can look at his facial expressions on the sideline. Don't tell me the Niner brass ain't pissed. Don't tell me they aren't.
Well,
they
let's
are.
Just see how pissed they are.
Well, they're not going to do anything about it because there's financial ramifications.
And also, there's no one out there who's appreciably better than he is.
You don't know that.
Well, if there was somebody who was definitely better, they would have brought him in by now.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Not necessarily. There are financial ramifications. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. There's somebody better than Sky Moore, but there are financial ramifications. We'll let you hear what Shanahan had to say about this. And then Mason Crosby joins us in 20 minutes on Willard and Dibs.